This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Parkview Health System in Pueblo is joining the UC Health System. The two organizations recently signed a letter of intent for the partnership, which will take effect next year. The agreement is a $200 million boon to the Pueblo area. Parkview hopes the deal will help stabilize its finances. UC Health plans to continue Parkview's nursing and education programs in Pueblo while also bringing clinical trials to the area. A Democratic-aligned political group will pay $16,000 for failing to put the right disclosures on an election mailer. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the campaign was intended to sway Republican primary voters toward more right-leaning candidate Greg Lopez in the GOP primary for governor.
Democrats thought Lopez would be easier to defeat in a general election than Heidi Ganahl, and so pushed for him to be the GOP nominee. However, the mailers sent out by the group Progress Now, under the innocuously named subsidiary Colorado Voter Guides, did not include some information required by law, prompting a campaign finance complaint. Ganahl won the Republican primary anyway. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
25 beers from Colorado breweries won medals at this year's Great American Beer Festival. The annual event in Denver is often touted as the nation's largest. Awards are given out for the top three beers in each style. Nearly 100 categories were judged this year with thousands of entries. Denver's Comrade Brewing won a gold medal for its American-style India Pale Ale. The category had more than 420 entrants, which was the largest at the fest. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 75 degrees. This is CPR News.